So we're joined now on Newstalk 104.1 at 1600 WEJS by Matt Bellis of Reopen PA. And Matt, I got to ask you, what was the impetus over the last 48 hours, I guess, to get this whole thing started?
Well, actually, it was an amazing turn of events, frankly, because I didn't start it. There was a gentleman named Teo. He's on the group. He's become a good friend already. And another friend of mine introduced me to it because we had seen what was going on in North Carolina and other states where people are talking about reopening the states. And so we wanted to see if there were any other member groups out there in Facebook to start coordinating these things. Teo started it probably, I would say, minutes before we were able to. We joined. He said, hey, I need some help with this. Can you all be admins? And we started inviting people, talking about it, pushing the message. Because we truly want to see Pennsylvania start to reopen for business, do it in a responsible way that protects those who are vulnerable, that reopens the economy, and really champions liberty of individuals.
Now, before we get too far along here, what area of Pennsylvania do you hail from?
So I'm in, I guess you could call us the Southeast. I'm in Lancaster County, more specifically Strasburg. So if anybody's been to the Strasburg Railroad, or Sight and Sound Theater, I can see it from my house.
So you're mentioning Senate bill, and also there were House bills that came over as well today. Senate Bill 613 and Senate Bill 841 specifically, and I spoke to our state representative, Garth Everett, who led the committee to move those to the floor of the House, to get passed by the House, and then sent over to the Senate today. And previous to us doing this interview, the Senate did in fact pass those, and they're headed to the governor's desk. And I think you would agree as well. He's already telegraphed, Governor Wolf, Matt, has already telegraphed, he's going to veto these bills.
That's what we heard from representatives and senators that we have spoken to as well, where they don't have a whole lot of confidence that these measures passed by the House and the Senate will pass the governor's desk. He'll veto them and put them out, which is a shame, but because also this has been deeply divided by party lines, where a time that we need to start to come together to reopen the economy, to get Pennsylvania back working again, we're back to the same old with party politics, voting party lines, and vetoing bills that really do have, in my estimation, the best interests of the people of Pennsylvania. So it's sad to see this state of affairs that we have found ourselves in. It's an absolutely unique situation that we have been in, and you would hope that other representatives and senators would find it in their hearts to step outside of their same old ways, but unfortunately in Harrisburg, it is business as usual.
You mentioned Southeast Pennsylvania, more specifically to your east, in and around Philadelphia and the collar counties. They have been hit very, very hard by COVID-19, a very high case count, very high mortality rate as well. Do you really feel like their legislative caucuses are the ones that, because of that fact, are being as adamant as they are in keeping the businesses in the rest of the state, not to mention their own districts, closed?
You know, it's always hard to speak on exactly what is going on in specific areas because the data changes on a moment-by-moment basis. If we have actual data-driven measures that our representatives and the citizens can watch and be able to monitor, to then turn around and say we need to enact certain policies based on those measures, that would start to make a whole lot more sense. But right now what we have is individuals who are acting by dictate, by fiat. They are making their decisions out of whole cloth, and we don't know exactly what those decisions are made by, whether that's the news media, whether that's scientific fact, or what it is. So we're not having a conversation with the rest of Pennsylvania based on real metrics, based on real data that then turn around to specific policies that need to be enacted that everybody can get on board with. This is starting to feel like we aren't citizens, but we're subordinates. And nobody in Pennsylvania really enjoys that feeling. We all want to be safe. We all want to protect those who are compromised. And frankly, I'm one of those who are immunocompromised. I have an autoimmune disorder, so I'm taking the measures that I need to ensure that I am safe. I don't want to shut down the rest of the state because I may have a problem with the virus. I want to make sure that the economy continues to grow, and we might start to see some effects for what this shutdown that are far more damaging than what the actual virus is going to cause. So that's why Reopen PA exists. We want to protect those who are vulnerable, but we got to reopen this thing.
Visiting with Matthew Bellish of Reopen PA here on Newstalk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS. You mentioned potentially reopening and the risks, right? The argument that's being used that, you know, you're putting profit ahead of lives, right? So the legislation, to my understanding, in Senate Bill 613, Senate Bill 841, in some form, manner, or fashion, lays out a rolling ability for businesses, if they choose, to reopen. It puts it back on the business. It gives them the option to reopen, if they choose.
And I think that's smart. That's actually starting to treat the citizens of Pennsylvania like individual self-governing citizens, where people are acting out of their voluntary decision-making rather than by dictate. We need to have that conversation with individuals. Will things get strenuous? Will people have problems? Will there be issues? Absolutely. But the lockdown to completely stall the economy of the state can do a lot more harm. Whenever economies may have any kind of trouble in the past, we would always hear from the media or other politicians where, you know, just the slightest dip in the economy can drive up suicide rates or hunger or problems within the food chain or what people are actually able to buy. And so anything to stifle the economy would be bad. And it seems like now, all of a sudden, that's the only thing that we can do to make people better. So the measures that are put in place, the things that we have to work off of, just are not making sense. And so we're looking for some sanity by reopening the economy and doing what we can to protect those who are compromised.
So let's go back to the beginning. Let me pose that same question again for next steps. If, in fact, the governor vetoes and sends back to the Senate and the House, Senate Bill 613, Senate Bill 841, or a combination, or either or, what would next steps be for Reopen PA and the rest of the state?
Well, we have other friends who are in the state House who are working on other bills. Senator Douglas, I hope I don't mess up his last name. It's a little bit of a unique one. So, Senator Douglas Mastrioni, who is got a bill, Senate Bill 1103, that seems to be a much more common sense bill. It is going through committee right now. We want to see that to push forward and to make some inroads to start reopening the economy. But for Reopen PA, we're going to keep pushing the message. We're going to keep growing. We're going to keep on with a message that is very clear, very loud, and we're going to hear constant pressure from groups like us to reopen the state. So if the bills don't go through, if the governor doesn't act, we're still going to be here, and we're going to put the pressure on.
Final question for you. Before we did this interview, I had looked at a member, if you will, or people that had joined the group of Reopen PA. It was just north of 6,000, and like you said, it's within the last day and a half, 2 days. What is it currently sitting at right now?
I believe it's at 7,800, but we've got a goal by the end of today to reach 10,000. So with things like this, where we're able to get some exposure, really do help. And frankly, the size isn't to be the biggest and baddest group out there. It really is to show the governor and the legislature of Pennsylvania how many people are actually concerned and really want to do anything that we can to start reopening the state. So size matters when it comes to these kinds of things, and so that's what we're pushing for.
Matt Bellish, thank you so much for the time on a very busy day.
Thank you so much, sir.
here on Newstalk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS and TalkWilliamsport.com.